Welcome to Reflecting God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 19, Paul gives two reasons for an offering: to honor the Lord himself and to show their eagerness to help. Paul is crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's when it comes to how this offering is being handled. A modern-day church learned a painful lesson when it came to putting checks and balances in place. The church treasurer was having difficulty paying the monthly bills and could not figure out why there was less money coming through the weekly offerings. After a thorough investigation, it was found that the head usher was removing cash from envelopes and loose money in the offering. At the back of the church, he collected the offering plates from the ushers. As the ushers returned to their seats, he slipped money into his pocket while walking into the church office to put the money in the safe. Let's consider the practice of the Salvation Army in my town. A minimum of three people together count the money from their red kettles. Then the money is counted a second time to ensure accuracy. The public can be assured that the money they contribute to the Salvation Army is being handled honestly. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.